AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Cenovus gains 5.9% as relative strength improves, but participation stays thin. CVE closed at $27.95 after a strong week and remains well above its weekly trend line, yet negative activity pressure and 0.7 times volume keep the setup balanced rather than decisive. Research brief. Cenovus Energy advanced 5.9% in the week to 17 July, taking its four-week gain to 11.1% and leaving the stock in the upper part of its 52-week range. The trend signal remains active after 50 of the past 52 weeks, while relative strength is positive versus U.S. energy peers. The caution is confirmation. Volume was only 28.3 million shares, below both the 13-week and 52-week averages, and activity pressure is negative at -0.91. Key points. 1. CVE closed at $27.95, 16.1% above its $24.08 weekly trend line, and 12.3% below its $31.89 52-week high. 2. The stock gained 5.9% for the week, ahead of the U.S. energy average of 2.8% and the U.S. oil and gas integrated average of 1.5%. 3. Relative strength is positive, with CVE ranked in the 81st percentile among 226 U.S. energy names, but activity pressure is negative at -0.91. 4. Volume was 28.3 million shares, or 0.7 times the 13-week average and 0.5 times the 52-week average, limiting confirmation of the latest move. The stock trades 59.2% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving valuation distance and reversal risk in view if momentum cools. Weekly price action keeps the trend intact. Cenovus Energy finished the week at $27.95, up 5.9%, with the latest move adding to an 11.1% four-week advance. The 12-week return is 6.9%, while the longer tape remains much stronger, with gains of 56.8% over 26 weeks and 104.4% over 52 weeks. The stock sits at 78.5% of its 52-week range, above the weekly trend line at $24.08 and below the 52-week high of $31.89 by 12.3%. The ShareMaestro setup reads as balanced, with a composite score of 60. The trend signal is active and has been present for 50 of the past 52 weeks, a durable regime condition. That said, the distance to fair value is now wide. CVE is 59.2% above the ShareMaestro fair value reading of $17.55, which means the market is assigning a clear premium and may require continued operational or commodity price support to defend it. Energy context is supportive, but activity breadth is narrow. CVE's weekly return outpaced the broader U.S. energy group, where the average stock gained 2.8%, and while the stock's valuation is high, the trend remains intact for now, and also beat the U.S. oil and gas integrated industry average of 1.5%. Within U.S. energy, the stock ranks 43rd out of 226 names by the latest peer read, placing it in the 81st percentile. Sector relative strength breadth is healthy, at 78.0%, while industry relative strength breadth is also constructive, at 72.2%. The weaker part of the context is participation quality. Only 57.0% of U.S. energy names show active weekly trend signals, and positive market dynamics breadth is just 12.0%. In oil and gas integrated, the trend base is thinner at 38.9%, with positive activity pressure across only 5.6% of the industry. CVE is acting better than the average integrated energy name, but the group backdrop is selective rather than broadly confirmed. Momentum has improved, yet market dynamics does not fully agree. Relative strength is the clearest opportunity evidence. CVE carries a positive relative strength reading of 24.04, and that measure has improved over the recent four-week window. The stock's 5.9% weekly gain also followed a 7.1% rise in the prior week, giving the latest rebound short-term follow-through after the late June and early July dip. Market dynamics is less supportive. Activity pressure is negative at -0.91 and has deteriorated from positive readings seen in late May and early June.
That matters because the price is above trend, but the activity gauge is not confirming a fresh positive signal. The result is a constructive price structure with an internal warning attached. Volume is the main missing ingredient. The latest advance came on 28.3 million shares, below the 13-week average of 38.9 million, and far below the 52-week average of 62.7 million. The 0.7x volume ratio suggests the move had less participation than a high conviction weekly breakout would usually show. The prior week's 7.1% gain came on 42.0 million shares, giving that move better support than the latest follow-through. For confirmation, volume is the watch point. A push above 1.5 times average volume would indicate stronger participation behind the next directional move. Without that, the rally can remain valid, but it is more vulnerable to hesitation near the upper end of the range. Risk is higher than the headline trend implies. CVE's 13-week weekly return volatility is 6.3%, above its 52-week volatility of 4.7%. So the stock has become more active recently. The 52-week split is still favorable, with 33 positive weeks against 19 negative weeks, and the average up week of 4.3% exceeds the average down week of minus 3.4%. Even so, the recent distribution includes 11.5% sharp loss weeks, and the data flags two recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. The next test is whether the stock can hold above the trend line while activity pressure stabilizes. A close back toward the mid-$24 trend area would challenge the current regime, while a move closer to the 52-week high with stronger volume would improve the evidence. Until then, CVE's weekly picture is constructive, but not fully confirmed. Research note: this article is for educational market research only, and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.